who's the most terrible of them all? It's Hollywood Leon.
Hello and welcome to Everyone is Terrible. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. It's my favorite day of the week. Welcome to the podcast where we discuss all the terrible things and people we see on TV. Today's guest is not so random because we used to work together. Please welcome randomly Ronnie Jr. Ronnie, how are you?
I'm so excited to be on a podcast that keeps it a little bit funky, keeps it a little bit real. You know, everybody wants to be either so encouraging or completely like in the slums of it all. And yes, we have worked together before.
Exactly. So I, you know, I'm glad you said that because I just got a DM from Marisol from Real Housewives of Miami. And I tagged her in one of the Ultimate Girls Trip photos. And I was like, who's the most terrible? And she wrote back and she's like, oh, my God, that's so negative. And I'm like, Marisol, you got to be. Everyone is so scared of the word terrible. First of all, if you're not terrible, you're not doing it right. Mm. You're on reality TV, for Christ's sake. But honestly, it's very tongue in cheek. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. We're talking Gwyneth Paltrow today. We're talking Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip in Thailand. We're wrapping up a little bit of Miami because that's why we have Ronnie here. I got a couple complaints that, you know, I didn't cover the scandal enough and I didn't cover Real Housewives of Miami in depth. So that's what we're doing today. I'm not doing the scandal today, but look out for that episode later this week. I'm going to break that down. But you'll have to wait for that episode. Today, we are talking Real Housewives of Ultimate Girls Trip Thailand and Real Housewives of Miami. That's why we have Ronnie here. So, Ronnie, welcome.
I do love the Miami. And I do love the Marisol. I love a lot of people. I think Miami is the all-star team. And the part that I could side with her, they're just getting so many DMs from so many different types of people. And you and I, because we move around and navigate in Hollywood for real, I feel like sometimes it's hard for them to just get all this information. You know, nowadays, unfortunately, the podcast streets have gotten really negative. So I can see how she or anybody would be like a little bit like, whoa, wait a minute. But no, we don't. I keep it honest. I keep it funky. And I do have a little bit of a tude. For the most part, like Real Housewives of Miami gave me life, you know. Yeah. Huge Larsa Pippen fan. Larsa all day, baby.
Well, like, we're gonna get into Larsa. I think she's terrible, but she's not mean. But we are going to get into the gist of it all. But it was just so funny that Marisol gave me that. And I was like, oh, no, Marisol. Amor y besos te mando. For me, especially for the girls of Miami. I do love them. I am a Johnny come lately. I am new to the franchise, but as everyone knows, I am not new to reality TV and I'm definitely not new to the Real Housewives. Okay. Before we even get into all of that, I just want to touch on Gwyneth Paltrow because you guys, I've been feeling like fucking Elle Woods over here. It's just like an SNL skit waiting to happen. And by the way, just so I don't get fucking sued, none of these are facts. It's all entertainment and my opinion. Like Gwyneth Paltrow and this doctor were skiing on a mountain and one of them crashed into the other. They're basically like now in court over it. He's suing her for like $300,000. She's countersuing him for $1. But it all started with like the bone broth video last week where Gwyneth Paltrow was like, oh my God, this is what I eat in one day. And I intermittent fast. And then I'll have some bone broth. And I love soup. And then I'll just have some veggies for dinner and then exercise for an hour. I'm like, bitch, when do you eat? Have a burger.
At some point, like, how much validity do you need? Successful career, successful business, and then you're still telling me that you're eating chicken broth? Like, I don't care. You know what I mean?
The prosecutor is so funny. I don't know if she's like a fan or she's sucking up to her, but she's like, are you friends with Taylor Swift?
Oh, I saw that clip. Yeah.
And then the lawyer's like, relevance. And the judge is like, overruled. Like, no, I need to hear the tea. Are you friends with Taylor Swift? Like, answer the question. It's so weird. Is this real life? Are you guys really talking about Taylor Swift in a courtroom? And I think it's because the prosecutor was bringing up like, oh, you know, Taylor Swift famously sued a radio DJ for $1 in a countersuit. So she won in court and she sued him for $1. It was like the principle of the fact. So it is my opinion that Gwyneth Paltrow is telling the truth and that this does seem kind of like, you know, someone taking advantage of the situation.
The part that I like is that, yes, this day and age, you as a celebrity are such a liability to everything you do. So sometimes, like you said, Taylor Swift, and in this case, you have to push back. Like, no, you're not just going to be able to just, you know, come for a money grab. But at the same time, we don't know the situation.
Today, she showed up to court dressed like she's a cast member from the Crucible movie. Like, all of it is just so funny to see Gwyneth Paltrow, like, talk about, oh, I did say that. Yep, I did. I did use foul language and I apologize for that. It's just so weird. Oh, these shoes. And she's like, oh, your shoes are not. It's just weird. I'm like, what's happening? This is a trial. This is a real right. trial.
They're like starstruck maybe in the courtroom. That's you gotta you are supposed to not have that element in the courtroom. But yet here we are. Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's freaking weird, and it's definitely terrible. Even the infamous Bethany Frankel had to weigh in. I'm like, ugh, Bethany, nobody wants to hear your opinion, Bethany.
All we want from Bethany is to come back to Housewives of New York or Legacy. That is it.
Bethany, just stop. You're insufferable. You are insufferable. But anyways, let's talk about the Real Housewives of Ultimate Girls Trip, Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Season 3.
Yeah, season 3. What I like about this is that it's like a whole, like a mixture. It's like let's freshen it up.
We have to make an honest opinion that this is not the strongest cast, Leon. This cast is not the strongest cast.
No. I wish we could have added a couple more girls and swapped out a couple people. We don't need Leah McSweeney.
She does things so thirsty, but they're yet effective, which I don't really like about the landscape of digital media these days, but Leah will always do that. But
she's insufferable.
I feel like I say this so much on my show, youtube.com/randomlyronniejr. Leah at some point does need to look and say, I failed at my second season of New York. I'm failing at Girls Trip. What can I do to make some changes? That's all I'm saying. And I don't think she does that. I think she just gets mad, sad, or depressed, which I don't want to see her get depressed about that. But if you don't take accountability and say, why am I so unlikable, you're never gonna change.
And this is why I'm really happy for Portia, and she is like one of my new favorites all over again.
Oh wow,
I love that she came in and she talked about learning something from her experience. I love that she came back and she was like, you know, I thank Bravo, and I don't understand when people leave, they're always like, fuck Bravo. Like, she's like, I'm never gonna do that. Like, Bravo was there for me, they gave me a platform. And I love that she really got into depth with postpartum. I thought that was super brave that she talked about how she just said, like, I don't know if I could do this season. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't get out of bed. And I love that the producers were super supportive of her. And they were like, you don't have to do anything. If you don't want to get out of bed, don't get out of bed. We'll just film you getting out of bed. Like, this is your story. And, like, you should tell it. And you're going to inspire a bunch of women. And she probably did.
But I'm going to say, I do think Portia, it was in her best bet to, like, take some time.
Of course.
Look at Lisa Rinna. You know,
we're like, we need a fucking break from Lisa Rinna. We said it about Tamara at one point. Now we're begging for Tamara back. And it's like, you guys, there's no, like, we shouldn't look down upon that. Like, sometimes you need a fucking timeout. And so people are always like, oh, this is the same people that are always saying, get rid of this one, are the same ones that are like, we need Tamara back. No, that's not it. We're saying you need a break, and there's nothing wrong with that. When a toddler acts up, what do? You put him in the corner with the timeout. It's the same thing. So, and we're definitely not wishy-washy. We're saying, you know what? I'm ready for you to come back. I'd like to see you come back. Have you learned anything? And if you haven't, well, then skedaddle.
Has it compromised the way you recap a show or talk about a show? Because I feel like I'm getting a softer side of me now, because I know everything is just such in a space of, like, you know, once it went to the Jen Shaw stage and it went to the Erica Jane Tom Girardi stage, and even like going back to Teresa when she did her time, it's become such a different, or even Scandoval, it's become like,
yeah,
the shows are only time. The shows are only as successful as their big scandal. And I'm like, now you got a regular show that just can't, like, compete with that. And to that, I'm like, I couldn't imagine being a cast member today, currently.
Yeah, you know, no, I agree with you. Mess. This is about TV, and this is about people that have put themselves on a platform, and it is what it is. Like, if I'm not going to podcast about it, let me tell you, 500 other people are. At first, it was like just a good fucking good 20 of us really doing this. Now you got 200 podcasters, 2,000 podcasters. It's just another round of girls in another situation. This time they're in Thailand. We got Whitney and Heather Gay from Salt Lake City. We got Portia. We got Giselle from Potomac. We got Leah from Real Housewives of New York City trying to act like she's still a housewife. Bitch, you're not a housewife anymore. I love how she didn't answer that question. They were like, are you still a housewife? And she's like, we don't really know what's happening. No, we know what's happening, and we know you're not part of it.
I think there was somebody who made a decision that said, we're not bringing Leah back, and she's not doing Legacy. We'll throw her a bone.
Marisol and Alexia from Miami, Candace from Potomac.
Who in their right mind puts Heather, the fan, Gay, along with Whitney on the show? Heather's biggest downfall is that she's a fan of the show. Like, she's too much of a fan, and I was really impressed with the early episodes here where everyone was kind of calling her out on it. Not even in a bad way, but I think it I'll just tell you like this. If I'm casted on a show and in an ensemble, I don't want to be around a fan. It's just a harder thing to deal with. I want somebody at a higher level. I mean, again, this is housewives. I'm not these.
No, like, act like a fucking housewife. You're a housewife. Why are you acting like you're a fan? Like, it's weird. I agree. I think it's weird and annoying, actually.
Very annoying.
And like, the fact that now you're like, why talk about someone's followers? You come off thirsty and desperate. Bitch, you got your own fucking followers. Do you need Porsche? You think Porsche's 7 million demographic, they're going to want to go to fucking white ass Heather Gay's Instagram? Like, with the Jen Shaw thing with the black eye and like her acting like a fan. Like, girl, get out of here. We don't need this.
You know who I wanted, though, so badly? Lisa, I love that Barlow. I just love me a Lisa. I love that.
Are you
Barlow.
Kidding me? She's amazing. Lisa Barlow is gold for TV. Mm-hmm. I love that. Taco Bell. John, come with me. Like, I fucking love Lisa. Are you kidding me? She's great.
Yes. I mean, she's got the self-confidence delusion even a little bit. And not.
Oh, she's
not,
super terrible, but I love Lisa. Knocking.
It's a good TV watch for sure. For sure.
It's a terribly delicious, right. Which is like Alexia and Marisol. We'll talk about Real Housewives of Miami towards the end, but we're talking about the girls trip right now, and I am enjoying them on the girls trip. And let me just talk about my first nomination for most terrible for the episode, Giselle. And it's because, not because of the petty shadiness, like Giselle's Giselle, and she's going to bring the questions and she's going to make everything shady. I love that. What I don't like is,
I got this.
Don't look over to two Spanish people and tell them to stop speaking Spanish. Bitch, that infuriated me. Do not tell a Spanish person to stop speaking Spanish. People will be minding their own business at a grocery store speaking Spanish, and someone white will walk by and go, speak English, we're in America. And it's like, no, oh my God, I'm just talking to my grandmother here. It's a very sensitive topic and it's very offensive. And I'm glad that the girls were like, dude, it's Spanglish. We're not talking about you. Like, it's love. We're from Miami. Like, we like to throw the Spanish in there. You know, vamos a ir a comer. Like, oh, ay, Dios mío, I need a drink. Like, it's Spanglish. Like, it's not that deep, Giselle.
You know, it's what she really, in essence, was doing was just trying to not feel secluded by anybody. But the way she did approach it really wasn't the greatest. I love Giselle in general. I have interviewed her and she's a Virgo. Like my birthday's on the 5th. Hers is on the 9th. Like, we really rocked out. We both love Kenya Moore. It was one of the greatest interviews ever in the history of interviews. So I love Giselle heavy. But I think the hard thing about a Giselle is a lot of people on these shows now, they don't show up. And Giselle shows up. Giselle, you shouldn't have said that. Don't say that ever again.
Exactly. But that's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Giselle got a chance to explain herself. But, you know, she does show up, like Ronnie says. And one person that showed up this season and is not doing her job is Leah. Like, how are you going to show up and then get into a fight about the sober thing? Which the sober thing, like, granted, Heather Gay, wrong choice of words. Maybe it was a little bit shady, but that blew up in her face really quickly. Yeah. And I like that Leah kind of blew up on her about that. But at the same time, Leah, you're kind of annoying, because how are you going to get mad at someone for saying, like, man, I kind of want to get Leah drunk. Like, I know she'd be fun. And then how are you going to turn around and go to a dinner and tell all of them to get drunk because they're being boring? Like, Leah, you're terrible for that. You are terrible for that.
But in that regard, there is some hypocrisy. I can't drink. I'm worried about if I'm being entertaining. I was when I was drunk, but I'm not anymore. So rather than just feeling that, which if she would have conveyed that emotion, like I don't feel good enough, I don't feel valid enough, the fan base would have ate that up. Am I enough? That storyline would have went far.
But then I agree with you.
You turn right around and say, but you bitches aren't entertaining me? Oh, no. And then she piggybacked it. I don't know if it was the same episode, but with the production didn't let me go see my family. It was rough. I mean,
Who says that? It goes back to Portia saying, like, I don't understand why people are always like, fuck Bravo when they leave. Like, this is why bite the hand that feeds you. Why would you tell everyone that production wouldn't let you leave or they didn't encourage you to leave? Like, Leah, get out of here. Like, leave. Go see your grandmother. No one is holding the doors shut. It is a free country. I don't like that she did that.
But you can't stand on the basis of they didn't let me. This is your life. You can sacrifice some TV moments. You control that. And go do what you need to do protocol-wise to go see your grandmother, be in that moment, and then come back fresher and better than ever. Leah has so much potential. It's very sad that we do have to judge her this way, because the potential that this woman has, downtown New York chick, like, you know, I love New York more than anything.
Player.
I'm going to give one critique because I don't want to go too heavy on being negative towards this person, but I feel like Candy Pants is giving us one note. How many times are you going to recycle the not today, Nick, not today, Satan, not today, whatever, knees, kneecaps?
Yeah, I'm kind of over that. I never got how the neck was funny. Like, okay, neck. Like, what, does she have a big neck? Is it a small neck? Can you not see her neck? I don't get why that's so funny. The gays are loving it. They're like, yeah, neck. And I'm like, no. And then not today, Satan. That's from Bianca Del Rio. Yeah, that's from Drag Race. Bianca Del Rio. That's not a Housewives thing.
Thank
you.
But
I'm really trying to get there with Candace. I bet she always does this to herself. She's in that same category as people that just cannot help themselves. Like Leah, like Brandi Glanville. Like, we give you the opportunity. Mm-hmm. You always end up shooting yourself in the foot.
Well, it's a no wonder that Candace and Leah are the friends in the show. Like it naturally, like, when you look at a Portia superstar, I've never liked Portia, mostly on the basis because I'm such a Kenya fan, but I do love what Portia and Giselle have bonded in terms of their, when they used to do the chat.
Because they're both stars. They're like, we're on TV, let's milk this shit. You know what I mean?
We're both stars. We're not as sensitive as a lot of the other cast members, and they would do the chat room together, and I feel there's something there. But I mean, Candace has got to look up and say, I'm rocking with Leah. Like, that should tell you everything. You don't worry about drive back. Make a left turn, honey.
Yes. Well, Candace knows how to hold a grudge, and that's what she's doing now, because, you know, bringing the names. Oh, she need a man. Like, oh, she took a man to Portia. Clearly, you're mad that Portia was talking about you. And that's why you're bringing all that mess in here. Like Portia said, it's giving very much pressed. But I really feel like she could have came in and just gave us like a whole new fresh take, like a whole new fresh Candace. But it's just the beginning with these ladies. We're only 3 episodes in, and we got at least 6 more episodes to go. It gets really dark. They really start going at each other's throats. So we're literally just at the peak of the iceberg. We still don't even know what Alexia and Marisol are really going to be contributing to this trip, you know? I do agree with Leah when she was like, I've heard this thing with Alexia, and it is almost like she has a script for her past life. I do want to wrap up Real Housewives of Miami while I have Ronnie with me. And I want to start with Marisol.
Spaghetti-o.
Let's start with Marisol crying. Thank God she kind of lowered the walls and was like, I really loved you, Adriana. And it kind of like broke the ice in the sense of like, now we could just lead with emotion, because the whole time it's like, if we lead with hurt, we're never going to get anywhere. So I feel like that's where Alexia goes wrong, is like, she leads with the hurt. She leads with, you know, what you did to me, what you said about me, what you said about my son. As soon as Marisol was like, I really loved you, Adriana, like what you did, it made Adriana go, I just want my friendship back. I regret everything I said about you. Like, I love you. Like, and I really thought that was a great moment. So, So I think leading with emotion was the classiest thing to do. So I give cheers to Marisol, and I give her a nomination for MVP of the reunion. Cheers.
Bring out the Marisol cockies. Absolutely. I love that you brought all that up, because I actually, if I were to look internally, I'm a little bit sometimes like could be in the defensive space if it's, you know, because I'm not going to I don't really want to give anyone that satisfaction. But sometimes being brought to a place of those tears does show the vulnerability, and it does allow the rest of the cast to connect with you. It's just some people navigate it in a way where they're like, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. I could not like certain things. I could be hurt by things, but you don't get to be a part of that. And it's a defensive thing. And I own that I have a little bit of that in me. And
yeah, so, Giselle doesn't cry.
But it doesn't mean she's not like hurting or upset. And exactly. It's just that thing. I don't know why some of us are developed this way.
Everyone's different.
And it's just, I just agree with what you said, that it was nice that Marisol gave that to us. Like, gosh, that was harsh, Adriana. Like what you did bugged me. Like that hit me to the core. Like I think that was an MVP moment. Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more on that.
Yeah. And I love that they brought up Mama Elsa, and then Andy was like, am I still like not going to find love? And I'm like, you know what? I remember that episode of Watch What Happens Live, and Mama Elsa was like, you know what, honey, you a hoe is what she was trying to tell Andy. And she's like, you a hoe, you in your hoe phase. I don't see this like love thing for you. I think maybe Mama Elsa would have a different opinion on Andy now
with that the
he's
kids,
a father. Yeah. He's calmed down a little bit, but I still know deep down inside Andy Cohen he's still a wild man. He said it himself on the reunion.
Oh, like he's out here in these streets, like he's getting it in. Would you?
Would I let Andy hit it?
I mean, yeah, however, take it how you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Daddy Andy, get in here, baby. I love a silver daddy.
And another thing about Mama Elsa that was fun is I don't think she flew. I think they drove her from Miami to New York City to do those appearances.
Shut up. Why? Mm-hmm. Why do you think that?
Just because she was she wasn't a big fan of flying. So, yeah, they had like a production assistant that would like drive her to New York. Oh, and she was worth it. That's the thing. Mama Elsa was worth it. We love to have these side characters that are so big. You know what I mean?
Like,
it's crazy.
Do you think that Alexia has this amazing resilience? I might agree with Leah a little bit. She does tend to suck the air out of the room a little bit, but that's what people do. That's what Cubans do. My best friend is fucking Cuban, and that's what they do, their whole fucking family. I thought Gertie was great. I think she's great. I love Kiki and the Whopper. Like the fact that there was a Whopper and we were talking about such a great burger with cheese on TV, and Gertie was like, is it flame broiled? Does it have extra cheese? And I'm like, baby, have it your way, because I love me some Burger King. I want a Whopper after this, actually, after talking about it.
Dr. Anthony, I call him Dr.
Anthony.
I
want you to address Larsa telling the doctor to get a real job. That's what I want you to address.
That was the hardest one. That was the one where it's like, Larsa, you can't tell her you put people to sleep. Like the actual skill set is
that
fantastic.
Not stupid?
I wouldn't call it stupid. I would say that there are certain things where Larsa just fires a bunch of information out there. Not everything's going to hit. And I do think there's a part of her that does have a sensitivity that she should kind of, I don't want to say run it back, because you never run it back for the satisfaction of others. But you could say, I didn't need to do it like that. I didn't need to say all that. The other part of it, though, is I just feel like it was an issueless issue to begin with. I didn't enjoy, me personally, I just love the self-confidence that she brings to the table. I think she's a fun chick. The issue is I can never defend her saying you don't have a real job. That I didn't like. But I can defend what she said, the accusation. But I just don't know why Nicole had to come hover up under her. Oh, we're not getting along and it takes two to tango. And it's like, who are you? Get away from me. Like, you know what I mean?
Dude, you can't get around.
That's because there's a lot of silly people out there who love Nicole and her. Ooh, Larsa,
yeah, but I'm
so
not
mean.
Over here
she's
saying
so
I love Nicole. Nicole is like, she's all right for
me. Then can I tell you?
Past the doctor comment, though.
Let me tell you.
Now you look stupid.
I would be more, less defensive of it if it was like this whole like, oh, Nicole ate this season. Nicole didn't eat this season. You could hate Larsa. And I would react.
She needed her husband to jump into the show and argue with people to even make her a little bit more of like a, because she didn't bring the fire herself.
And I don't want to sit in that space of like, oh, he's just defending Larsa so much. All I'm saying is I like her. She's fun to me. All I'm saying is I love Marisol. I love Alexia. I love Lisa. I have always loved Lisa. I love Kiki. Nicole, I'm down with her. Like, she could rock. She could shine.
Nicole said she's over you.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know. I'm not really worried.
I'm speaking for Nicole, and she said, I ain't interested.
Alexia saying, I did more for the LGBTQ community than you ever did, Julia.
How can you tell that to a lesbian, to the first Real Housewife lesbian?
And it wasn't like a Julia's just a lesbian. She's with Martina, adored by everyone, Navratilova. Like, we love Martina. Like, and this is like almost... It's almost so bad it's good.
It's a Larsa-ism. It's Larsa-ism.
Oh, God. Leave Larsa out of it. But it's almost so bad it's good because it's like the delusional, like, Alexia-isms where she's like, I'm standing on this. You know, one thing about me, I fight for what I fight for, and I got real hot about a lot of things. But I'm also like, Larsa could have changed this. She could maybe apologize. Like, I got the duality. I don't know that Alexia is bringing the duality of, like, damn, I probably shouldn't have said that to Julia, who's with Martina. Like, what?
No, she can't comprehend, like, rationality. Like, she fights based off emotion. Like, you know, I'm hurt, so I'm going to fire off, like, where the hurt comes. Like, oh, Lisa, did you just say something against me? Well, that's why Lenny did all the stuff he did. I'm like, oh, my God.
And I believe they cut a scene with Gloria Estefan. But to see Emilio Estefan in the show, even if it was like, you know, Adriana's not really at that level.
Oh, my God, I know.
But I'm still really, is Emilio going to even touch Adriana's music career outside of this television show? Probably not. But even if she does, if he does, like, I like to see these kinds of things. I don't know. I'm just really biased in my Gloria Estefan
I love fandom. That you brought that up. You're like, he ain't going to do shit with Adriana.
I mean, but he might be so talented, he maybe Miami's can do something. And she's fun. Adriana had a hard season, and her talking about, you know, when the if something happens to me, my dog is going to be right there with me. And she definitely plays the victim a lot. But there's a part of me that wants to see her win, too. So this is what I'm saying.
You know what? I'm even going to throw Larsa some love, too. Larsa,
there we go.
Man, I wish I was getting it 4 times a day. Man, I wish I was getting it. So maybe I'm a hater because I just need to be plowed and destroyed. We did nominate Giselle. We nominated Leah. We nominated Heather. But there can only be one most terrible person of the week.
Most terrible has to be Leah, unfortunately. And I hope she, you know, changes it up and... We want everyone to win. So we're being critical, but we want everyone to win. If you want to support me, speaking of a real winner, youtube.com/randomlyronniejr. Everything could be assessed and found at randomlyronniejr.com. And if you want to do the hashtag, if you're searching along these YouTube streets, it would be #randomlywithronniejr. There's over 700 video uploads there. And I've been in this business for a long time. So you'll get a different side of me based on what you see. So yeah, I'm an old bitch.
Guys, go check out Ronnie. He really is a seasoned chicken. He's amazing, though. He knows exactly what the fuck he's talking about. Ronnie, thank you so much for joining me. I had a great time.
Thank you. And shout out to all the content creators that are doing this. It's not an easy job. There's room for everybody out here to win. That's what I'll say. So shout out to everyone who's doing what we're doing and having fun.
Exactly.
With it.
I'm going to be covering the Scandoval. I'm going to be covering a horror movie. I'm going to be covering just a little bit of everything. So make sure to check that out.
Drag Race. Lucy LaDuca's gone. Yeah.
You know what I'm covering? I'm covering everything and everything all at once. Literally.
You're the best in the business, Leon, so keep it up.
Not the movie, just literally. I'm covering everything and everyone all at once. So make sure to stick with me. I am coming back full time. I love that you guys can see me. So let me know if you like that. Let me know what you want to hear on the show. Let me know who you nominate for most terrible. Let me know if you agree with who we talked about today. Make sure to follow the podcast. Apple and Spotify is where you can see it, though. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the Instagram. Everyone is terrible pod. That's an IG. Hollywood Leon, bitch, has been verified. Thank you very much. Go check that out. But anyone can be verified with $14.99 a month now. So I'm Hollywood Leon. It's my favorite day of the week. And we'll see you next time, terrible kids. Bye.
Who's the most terrible of them all? It's Hollywood Leon.